Prayer is spiritual communication between us and God. It is a two-way conversation in which we should not only talk to God, but also listen to Him.
Hey friends, thanks for joining us from Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm your host, Mary Ventress, and I'm joined with my friends, Josh and Randall Newby.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I'm so glad to have y'all and all of our listeners. Happy to have you guys back. And
yes, welcome.
On today's episode, we will be talking about what is prayer. And I looked up a definition, and it says prayer is offering to God petitions for mercies, desires, and thanksgiving, and praise for blessings received.
Petitions?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We can let our petitions be made known unto the Lord.
Yes.
That's what He wants us to do. So this is a great subject. Looking forward to the subject of prayer tonight, because that's so important to the Christian life.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. I found out that it's through prayer that we can grasp eternity.
That's right.
I didn't come up with that one. But I felt, wow.
That's a borrowed.
I don't know who it was, but bless them for coming up with it. But I found out that because eternity can be grasped through prayer. Yes. It's a powerful statement. It really is. And so I was excited when I saw that. Man, power is something we don't need to just nonchalantly do.
Right.
But it's something we need to take very serious. You know, because you used the word there, desires. He said, delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart.
Right.
But it takes commitment
as
well. So we've got to commit ourselves to the Lord. And so prayer is a commitment.
Yeah. Well, so is prayer and fasting.
It
go
is.
Hand in hand.
It does.
And you know, I looked up fasting. I mean, that's really striving to reach what you're saying. I mean this so seriously, Lord. This prayer that I'm bringing to you, or this petition that I'm bringing before you, it means so much to me. I'm going to, and it doesn't mean just giving up food. It's giving up whatever, maybe your phone or the TV or whatever takes your attention away from God.
It's bringing ourselves under a place of surrender and subjection. Say, God, you're more important than anything.
Right.
You're more important than the food I eat. You're more important than anything. And when I come to you with my prayer,
yes,
in earnest, genuine, fervent prayer, and when you fast on top of that, that really gets God's attention, because He knows that you're serious.
Amen. That's right.
It brings a sense of urgency, a sense of seriousness to the throne. That's why I encourage people in the church, come to the altar.
Yes.
Because the altar is a meeting place.
Yes.
It's a meeting place that we can come and meet with God, talk with God, converse with God, and that's where we can grasp.
Right.
You know, sometimes we pray and we're trying to grasp an answer, we're trying to grasp a direction, or we're trying to grasp an answer. But let's take it a little step further and say, you know what, I'm going to grasp eternity.
Yes.
I'm going to hit this thing with prayer, and I'm going to believe God for the impossible.
Yes.
I'm going to trust God that He's going to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask, all that I could pray for, according to the power of faith that works in us. So when we start looking at prayer, we have to include faith.
Yes.
Faith is a must.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is a must. Hebrews
goes hand in hand.
Goes hand in hand with prayer. So when you start putting in fasting and faith with prayer, look out.
Yes.
It's going to shake something.
That's right.
It's going to shake the heavens, that the gates of hell can't prevail against that kind of prayer life.
Not at all. And you know, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. So when you really want to get a hold of God, that's how you do
it. That's it.
You get on that collect call and you don't let off.
You know, there's an old song that y'all talk about, my songs all the time.
Oh, here we go.
It's called the Royal Telephone.
There you go. I know it.
We're going back a few years on that one.
Yes.
But we have a royal telephone that we can call on God at any time.
Praise God.
You know, during our prayer week at church, prayer nights, That's my favorite services of the week. That's when we can just come in and just don't have to worry about dressing up with a suit and necktie. We can just come boldly into the throne of grace.
Right.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
I love the prayer. Prayer, drop of a hat. Just ask me to pray.
I know.
We'll get it on.
That or lead an old song.
Exactly. Whether we're at Walmart or Dollar General or gas pump, wherever.
He's for hire, folks.
But that's the value. Prayer has value.
Yes.
You know, I was reading in Nehemiah, the first chapter of Nehemiah, when he heard that the walls of Jerusalem had fallen into ruins and they were being burned, and he was very bothered by that. But the first thing Nehemiah did, it says in verse 4, "So it was when I heard these words that I sat down and I wept and I mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven."
Wow.
The first thing he did was start praying. So many times I've heard this said, well, we've done all we can do but pray.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we waiting until the last, when the problem is enhanced or the problem is getting worse?
Exactly.
Why are we waiting until the very end when prayer ought to be the first thing?
Exactly.
It ought to be the first thing that we do is, God, I'm going to call on you first.
Absolutely.
You know, Nehemiah said, we got a problem. We got things in ruins and shambles. And he said, I was bothered by the news that I heard. Things are to bother us. We're going to hit our knees.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get serious with God because we know that He's able.
Yes, He is.
God is able to meet and supply our needs, but it's going to take faith and trust.
Now that's a hard one.
Get me
for
to
folks.
Preaching on this
I
podcast
know, right?
And I'm fired up.
Well, you know, I was looking at Hannah because, you know, Hannah prayed for a child. She was just grief stricken because she couldn't have a child.
Right.
And, you know, in 1 Samuel 1:19 says, at the last sentence says, the Lord remembered her.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And then she gave birth to a child, but not just any child. She gave birth to Samuel, which means heard by God.
Wow. That's
awesome. I mean, that's...
And you talk about heard by God.
Mm-hmm.
When... was it Eli went to her? He said,
yes, Eli.
He thought she was drunk because she wasn't speaking.
God, she was stumbling.
God heard a silent prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
She had her eyes closed. Her lips were moving. Eli thought she was drunk. But when she looked at him and opened her eyes, he saw the grief.
Yeah. But and God heard that silent prayer.
Amen.
Sometimes a prayer don't have to be vocally, but a silent prayer brought her barren womb to fruition.
Wow.
She had fruit by the Lord.
And she's not the only one in the Bible that the Lord opened their womb. There's many women in the Bible.
Absolutely.
Sarah being one of them.
Absolutely.
But, you know, He will not only open a womb, He'll open a heart valve.
Oh, yes.
I mean, come on. He'll make your legs straight. Yes.
He'll bypass it.
That's right.
Give you a God bypass.
Mm.
Heal brain tumors. Heal cancer.
Yes.
But it's people that knows how to intercede.
Yes.
And I think that is important, too, as we talk about the fasting and the praying. It's good that we be gap standers. He said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap.
Yes.
But he said, I found none.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disturbing to me. We need to be people of prayer.
Right.
When God, we see a problem or hear a problem, mm-hmm. we need to be on the throne, at the throne, crying out on behalf of our people, our friends, our neighbors, the church, our nation.
Intercessory prayer.
Intercessory prayer.
It's a gift.
We've got to have that. That's what James talks about in James the 5th chapter. Call for the elders of the church.
Yes.
Let them lay hands
on
the sick.
Hands.
And they shall recover.
Amen.
That's intercessory prayer. Moses interceded for the children of Israel.
Oh, yeah, because the Lord was angry with them.
Jesus interceded. We need to be people.
Yeah.
And those are gifts, Sam.
Yes.
You know, but even if it's not such a gift, it still should be to bear one another's burdens.
Right.
We should pray one for another.
Well, the word says, whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive it. But that's the problem. Are you believing what you're asking? Are you? You know, I've heard people. You know, we pray over somebody, And then, you know, we're like, Lord, heal this person. They need healing. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Well, you should stand up knowing that person's healed.
Believe it.
But when you get in the back lobby and you say, well, they have cancer. Well, now you've just undid what you just had done. Yes.
Life and death lies in the power of the tongue.
Power of the tongue. Amen.
We've got to believe. We've got to confess the promises of God. You know, when we talk about the prayers, there's, I think, around 650 prayers in the Bible.
Wow.
And there's around 450 of those that has answers.
Right.
So people say, well, God doesn't always answer my prayers. Thank God he doesn't. You know, thank God there's 200 prayers that God didn't answer.
Yeah.
Because those might really damaged us or harmed us more than good. Because God's will is perfect.
Yes.
And God is not going to harm us or give us the answer to prayer that we want it's going to harm us.
My mom used to say, be careful what you pray for because you might get it.
Yes.
And you might not want it after you get what you've been praying for. Yes. Sometimes he doesn't answer those prayers because they're not going to come to fruition. He sees what's going to happen down the road, and he's protecting
you. We pray amiss.
Exactly.
We pray up on our own.
With our emotions.
Yes, we pray on our emotions. We pray for what we think is the best and the right.
Right.
And thank God that he sorts through that, and his ears are always open to our prayers, and he guides that and directs. Thank God that he does.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, it's through this that God does answer prayers, and thank God that some of them he doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Those are...
Oh, yeah, those can be... those can be bombs, right?
Yes.
But Philippians 4:6, I was looking at that today. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God.
Yes.
Supplication means, for those that don't know, the action of asking or begging for something earnestly or humbly.
Yeah.
You know, earnestly and humbly... You know, I don't believe we have to beg our Heavenly Father.
No.
But earnestly and humbly coming before Him.
Yes.
And making known, Lord, you know, this is why we want this to be answered.
Amen.
You know, not every person you pray for is going to be healed of a sickness. Maybe it's their time to go. The Lord decides when it's our time to go home.
It's appointed.
Yes. But it's hard to accept because we don't want to say goodbye.
Right. Yes, it's... That's where God is omniscient. He's all-knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God that he is our Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the Old Testament, it speaks that what concerns us concerns him.
Absolutely.
And that brings me such peace of mind that he knows what bothers us.
Yes.
Because he's the all-knowing God. He doesn't have grandchildren. He has sons and daughters. Personally, he's personally involved in our lives. And so when we have these situations up, go to God in prayer and get God involved in your problems. Immediately in your problems, in the issues. Get God involved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can dispatch angels. He can dispatch the Holy Spirit. He can dispatch people to come to our aid, come to our rescue, to supply our needs. Get God involved. Yes. That's what prayer does. It says, God, I want to involve heaven with my earthly problems.
Exactly.
I want to involve heaven. I want to get heaven involved. I want to get your innumerable amount of angels. Get them involved in my life.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, they can bring so much resources, resources to us.
Yes.
You know, God can speak to hearts that'll come in and partner with us and come along beside of us and encourage us during that time.
Amen.
Oh, my Lord.
But there's power in prayer.
There is power. That's what Jude said. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Pray in the Holy Ghost. We need to pray in the Spirit. It's okay to pray in the tongue.
Yes,
pray in the Holy Spirit. And that's the power of prayer.
That's right.
The effectual, fervent prayer.
Of a righteous man.
It avails much.
Amen.
Oh, glory. It avails much. You'll see your problems being answered.
Yes.
You'll see the needs met. You'll see people healed.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see your families restored and marriages put back together. You'll see people come to Christ that you wouldn't have thought possible.
But, you know, the important thing I think that people need to understand is prayer doesn't mean that God needs you to give him an instruction pamphlet on how to answer your prayer.
Amen. Okay.
He does not need you to help him solve the problem. He will fix it for you. And if we wait sometimes, you know, on the Lord, boy, he sure does take care of it a lot better than we do.
Yeah.
We just make a big old mess, get ourselves in trouble.
Yeah, he don't need my advice.
No, he does not. It's really not warranted in that situation.
We just want God to get involved.
Right.
And that's, actually, I think you said there, it's humbling ourselves
mm-hmm.
before we come with a thankful heart.
Mm-hmm.
So thankful that his ears are always open. His ears are attentive.
Yes.
To our prayers, the Bible says that his ears are open, his hand is not shortened.
Well, just like with Hannah, he remembered her.
Yes.
He remembered her. If he could just remember me, glory to God. Can you imagine that we're on God's mind?
Yes, every moment.
Wow.
Every moment, each one of us.
Yes.
Yes.
Us, and we are just little ants is how we think of it compared to God, but he doesn't see us that way.
No.
Wow.
He sees us as his child.
Oh, yeah. The woman with the issue of blood. Now, you know, she took matters into her own hands, but she took matters to Jesus.
She still went to Jesus.
And she said, if I could just touch his garment,
yeah,
I'll just touch it. He won't even know.
That was faith.
Oh, yeah.
She's already incorporated faith.
Yeah.
She had determined. She made up her mind.
Yes.
What she's going to do.
Yeah.
She fought her way through the crowd
mm-hmm.
to get to him.
And she said, I don't even need him to know or his followers.
Yeah.
I don't even need these people to involved. I just need to touch his garment.
Yeah.
That's all I need. And immediately Jesus said, who touched me?
And immediately.
Yes.
That's one of those answered prayers.
Oh, yes. You know, and immediately she was healed.
You know, sometimes
she was made whole, the word says.
Yes. You know, sometimes weeping may endure for the night. But joy cometh in the morning.
Yes.
She got her answer immediately.
Yes.
But sometimes ours comes in seasons.
That's right.
It may come as a sporadic moment, a little bit. But it doesn't matter as long as God knows and God's answering. He's moving in his time.
That's right.
And that's the thing about God. He's not on our time schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, look at Abraham. He waited for the promised son for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
He asked for the Lord. He asked for the son. He asked for the prayer. He prayed for the son, but it was 25 years before he got him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a...
Well, just like Solomon, you know, he prayed. He asked for wisdom.
He did.
You know, and he got it.
He did. So and we can ask that same prayer.
We absolutely can.
That's what he tells
and
us
boy,
in James.
Do we need it.
He said... If a man need wisdom, let him ask wisdom, and God will give to all men liberally.
Mm-hmm.
But God, we can ask for that.
Yes.
He said, we have not because we ask not.
Right.
Prayer is such an important part of our lives with God because it's conversing.
Mm-hmm.
It's communicating with God. It is fellowshipping with God. And that is so important
right.
that we spend that time with God, whether it be in the morning or evening or night or just throughout the day, driving mm-hmm. or whatever. You can have a silent prayers. You can have your prayer time clause. You can have your
yes.
prayer partner time or intercessory prime. But it's important that we do get in our closets
mm-hmm.
a prayer. We speak of that sometimes.
Absolutely.
Amos chapter 7, he speaks of that. It's getting into that closet of prayer where it's just you and God alone.
Yes.
Because that's what will stir up your spirit man,
mm-hmm.
but it'll also stir up your physical man.
Yes, it will.
And it'll also help with your morally man.
Yes, yes.
It will help in every area of our lives.
Exactly. Because we don't always get that immediate answer.
No, we don't.
And so, you know, sometimes, you should be praying, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus prayed. You know, if it be thy will, Lord, let this cup pass from me.
Right.
You know, but he knew the will of God. He already knew it.
He knew. And if we study God's word,
mm-hmm.
we too will know the will of God.
Exactly. Yes.
We'll know the will of God concerning us.
Mm-hmm.
If we look in his word, as his word will speak to us, that we too will know the will of God.
And, you know, Moses is not any more important to God than Mary Ventress. I mean, he's no respecter of persons.
Absolutely.
So whether it's an Old Testament person, a New Testament person, or a nowadays person, he doesn't show any difference or any more love to anybody else.
We talk about the prayer. Prayer insists that we quiet our hearts mm-hmm. and wait.
Yeah.
Boy, sometimes we have a hard time waiting.
Because we
on
have
that.
No patience.
You know, but when we spend time in prayer, that mm-hmm. will quieten our hearts. Say, okay, I have took my burden to the Lord. I've took my request, my petition to the Lord. And sometimes it's the waiting will slow us down to hear and receive from God.
Right.
You know, and
that's hard.
Daniel prayed, and God said, I heard you on the first day. But mm-hmm. 3 weeks later,
yeah.
3 weeks later, he said, I heard you on the first day.
Yes.
But sometimes it's that waiting that we struggle with.
Right.
We need to have that godly patience about us, because it's when that prayer, when we come to the Lord, it will infuse a vision mm-hmm. inside of us.
Well, the Word says, they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yes.
And it's just like it's like a child that wants a cookie. I want a cookie. I need it right now. Right now. I can't wait till after lunch. I need it right now.
Right.
And a fit ensues, which is exactly what we do. Lord, you're not listening to me. You're not answering my prayer. God doesn't love me because he's not answering my prayer. That's not true.
That's not true.
That is a lie from Satan. It's not true. It's our flesh. Because, I mean, I'll tell you what, we are in such a right now generation.
Oh, yes.
You know,
yes.
If our internet's not running max speed, I mean, we're throwing a fit. And I know because I have not max speed internet. But we do. We want everything. We want it right now. And we want it perfect.
But if we slow down and start waiting upon God mm-hmm. and trusting God,
yes.
then what will happen is say, Lord, I got my vision here. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing my vision to you. But when we wait upon that, we get a chance to see what God wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's not about me. It's about, God, what do you want to do in this? How do you want to handle this? And it's mm-hmm. about really giving ownership to God.
Right.
So, God, you handle this.
That's right.
I brought my petition to you.
Right.
You know what's best. You know what tomorrow holds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I can handle, what I can't handle.
Right.
And so that's part of why we need to go pray first.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
That's so true.
Oh, my goodness. That is, yes. Don't wait till the last.
And don't stop praying.
And don't stop praying.
He says pray without ceasing.
Pray without ceasing.
But, you know, Esther, that's another one I looked up today. She didn't want to go in and talk to the king. Because the rule was, you don't come to the king, he'll send for you.
Yeah.
And if you come in there, right. he might just put you to death.
Right.
Because they didn't play around back then, okay? They were the boss. Yes. And Mordecai said, you got to go to the king.
Yes.
You don't understand. We're all fixing to die.
Right.
It's fixing to get ugly out
That's
here.
That's when it was urgent.
Yeah. And he said, and do you think you're going to live?
Right.
Just because you're king? Doesn't know yet that you're a Jew?
Right. It's true.
And so she prayed. She prayed.
She did.
Yeah. And she got her prayer
and
answered.
And she found favor.
Yes.
She found favor with
everybody.
The king.
Yes.
Woo, glory. She found favor with the king. So when we come, we say, Lord, I come as your servant.
Yes.
That's how we need to approach our king.
Absolutely.
The Lord, I'm a servant. Mm-hmm. And I come to you and I ask you and I pray before you now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we come.
Yes, humbly.
You know, humbly. That's a humbly. We come with that.
We don't come to him like a teenager and say, we need this right now. This is urgent.
Yeah. God knows what's urgent.
Exactly.
God knows.
And he knows what's best for us. That's very important. You know, we'll pray, Lord, Lord, help me get this promotion. Yeah. Lord, help me get more money. Help me get this. Help me do that. He knows exactly. Because
he
sees down the road what you're going to do if he turns you loose with more money.
Yes.
Or more, this job's going to take you away from your family. You know, there's many avenues there.
You know, when I look back at the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane,
mm-hmm.
you know, he told the disciples, he gave them a command,
mm-hmm.
watch and pray.
Yeah, that's it.
Watch and pray. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't say we had to run circles.
No.
He didn't say we have to do push-ups or sit-ups. He said just watch and pray.
And he didn't say take up arms, Peter.
Nope. Just watch.
That's right.
Watch and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. If, and we struggle with that.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
think we got to get self-involved.
Oh,
with that. Lord, I let me handle this one here, Lord. Yeah. And let me do what I can do. No,
which is what Peter did later.
Exactly. Exactly. And Jesus said, no, just watch and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch
and
pray.
And they couldn't do it.
They struggle with it.
They
struggle with
it.
Watching and praying. Wow.
And he sweated blood. Jesus sweated blood that night over that prayer to go back to his disciples.
Yeah.
And what were they doing?
Sleeping. Like sleeping. That's what he said today. He said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Oh, there's that battle again mm-hmm. with the flesh.
Yes.
The spirit is eager. The spirit is willing. The spirit knows the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
But your flesh sometimes wants to just come in and battle with that. So there's a struggle that goes on with prayer life. And, you know, I think what irritates me is, and I entered that prayer closet and the phone will text or the phone will call and it's a nonsense call.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just Satan trying to disturb and distract us from our intimate fellowship with the Heavenly Father.
Right.
You know, we're trying to commune with the Holy Ghost. We're trying to commune with Him and fellowship with Him. And right here, so sleep was got in their way here. And Jesus went away the second time and the third time saying the same words.
Yes.
So, I mean, He knew what was important during that time of, you know, so we're going to go through temptations ourselves. We're going to mm-hmm. battle temptation every day, and we're going to fight a battle against anguishes, and we're going to face whatever.
Right.
But we're going to have to let the spirit man, we're going to have to concede to him.
That's right.
And let the spirit man say, I give you lead.
Yes.
I give you lead in that. And it's important, you know, even Jesus, he had a prayer from the cross, Luke and Matthew, and they mentioned a couple things. And one of the greatest prayers that Jesus spoke from the cross is he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what
right.
they do. That's one of the greatest prayers in the Bible to me, is that God said, Father, forgive them. Wow.
Right. And I don't know that I can do that.
Yeah. Because he said, love your enemies.
Yes. And
pray
I want to say,
them.
Lord.
Pray for them that despitefully use you.
But I want to say, Lord, go get them. Get them. You said, vengeance is mine, Lord, saith the Lord. There you go. That's what our flesh does.
Yes, yes.
You hurt me. Wait till you see my daddy.
But Jesus said, you pray for your
enemies.
That's right. And you love those enemies.
And those who spitefully use you.
And how do we do that? It's by praying for them. We pray for them through the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
when we pray the will of the Father,
right.
He can give us a burden and a love for them.
Well, and He helps us to release those things we have against one another, those transgressions that we feel we've been transgressed against, even though we've been the transgressor.
Right.
You know, we think that's okay, but when we have to release those.
Yes.
So
that's the prayer. The prayer helps us if we have aught against somebody,
right.
We need to pray about it.
Yes.
Take it to the throne and pray about it.
Yes.
Get God involved in it first and let Him know that He's there. And, you know, because the prayers that Jesus told, they had so much truth
mm-hmm.
in them. You know, Father, forgive them. And he said, you know, words like, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are powerful prayers that Christ was hanging there,
right.
suspended between heaven and earth, and he was crying out to the Father.
Right. And his flesh was hurting.
Yes.
But
he knew where to go.
Yes.
And that's what the importance of this podcast is, that we want to point people to Jesus.
Yes.
Point people to pray in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Pray to the Heavenly Father, but pray in the name of Jesus by faith and trust God that we can let our petitions and receive the answer.
No, yes.
That our soul desires and desires to see. You know, I think the last prayer, Luke in 23:46 says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit.
Oh, wow.
What a submission. Yeah. That's what we do when we come into our prayer life. Say, Father, into your hands, I commend my spirit, yes, my prayer life, my physical, my emotional, my morals. I put them in your hands. Mm-hmm. And that's how we surrender this life. Oh, hallelujah. I love the subject of prayer. It's who we are.
It's what we have. It's what we have to do.
It is. We get to.
Because prayer to me is talking to my God.
It is. It is.
That's talking to the one that's going to solve all my problems.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Maybe not the way I want it solved, but the best way.
Yes.
The absolute best way.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow, this has been a great subject.
I've enjoyed it.
Praise the Lord. Let's just pray for our audience tonight.
Yes.
That they may be struggling with prayer. Maybe we show the importance of it tonight. So let's just pray for them. Maybe discouraged out there tonight and a little bit bewildered or at their wits' end tonight, but we know, oh, hallelujah. Father, we just pray right now, Lord, for our podcast audience, Lord, that you will surround them with your loving arms tonight, Lord, with their divine favor. Lord, I ask that you just overshadow them, Lord, and give them an unction of prayer, a desire to pray, to call upon the God of all gods. Lord, as they enter to their prayer closet, Lord, as they enter to intercessory prayer, Lord, they may enter into their prayer life right now, Lord, believing and trusting you for their miracle. Ooh, Father, we thank you right now that your ears are always open. Lord, your hand is always outstretched to the hurting, the bruised, the lonely, the oppressed. And Father, right now we lift them up to you. We lift our friends, our family up to you tonight, Lord, that you will bless them, Lord, and grant their petitions according to your will. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we get to come into people's lives, into people's homes with this podcast to share the good news of the gospel. Father, continue to bless the hearts, bless the podcast. Lord, we love you and we give you the praise that in you we have peace, in you we have victory, in you we have the love of God. Lord, we just ask this and believe you for it and trust you for it as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's good. You know, I think our takeaway from today is first, pray first.
Yes.
Pray first. Our second is don't stop praying.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Amen.
You know, that's where your relationship with God's going to come in right there. Yes. And I'm just thankful that we have this time to spend together and with our other Messiah's misfits that are out there listening.
Yes. I one more thought for you.
Yes, go right ahead.
If you can believe it, God can do it.
That's right. Amen. That's good. That's Holy Ghost good right there.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thanks for listening to the Messiah's Misfits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. They're just going to get better. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.